The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Now, most people planning a trip to Australia will include its cities like Sydney and Melbourne, or sites along the coast like fantastic beaches or the Great Barrier Reef. But Brian Lawrenson, author of Australia All Over, says a trip to the continent wouldn't be complete without seeing the outback. My first impression of that region would be that there's not much there, but Brian says there are some vibrant communities, and he recommends a trip to Broken Hill, about a six-hour drive from Sydney, or a couple of hours by plane.
Having 3 or 4 days in Broken Hill, maybe hiring a car there, travelling around, maybe going down to the Darling River, but it's the characters you meet there, and as I say, Broken Hill's got lots of interesting art galleries. Some of Australia's most famous artists have been brought up in Broken Hill, and just for that reason alone, it makes it a fascinating place to visit.
I was surprised that such a remote place has important artistic links, but Brian says the locals have created a unique style.
Bushmen have taken to painting quite expensive art. I mean, that, and they have the galleries there. You can go and you can buy things there. They'll post them back home for you, and as well as a number of Aboriginal painters that are in that community. Yes, it's quite an active community with, I think there's about 6 or 8 galleries in all, 2 of which are quite large.
Broken Hill is a mining town and was an important place in the history of Australia's union movements. There's still mining there. Brian says you can see interesting sights on the roads.
You might be going down the main street following a truck filled with explosives. And from the signs on it says, warning, keep clear, explosives. And you know, if it blew up, half the town would blow up.
And Broken Hill also has a thriving music scene.
There's a couple of places that have just locals come and play their guitar at the bar while you have a drink. And some of those are real characters, and some have got crusty beards, and they'd sing these old ballad songs from the old days.
As you might expect in Australia, you need to be careful of the time of year you visit.
Certainly, if you're going to go out and want to, say, go on like safari, then you really need to do that in June, July, August. Those are the best months. By September, it's starting to warm up a little bit. You can see the inland of Australia at Christmas time. It is just so hot that it becomes unpleasant.
There's more advice in Australia's outback and other big cities around Oz in Brian's book, Australia All Over, available on Amazon.
This is the Great Destinations Radio Show.